sitting here with the NWA World Heavyweight Champion, Dax Stain. Jack Stain, I'll get your name right eventually. I better get it right, it'll kick my ass. Tonight you got Mike Fox, man. What's your thoughts about him?
Oh, man, Mike Fox is one of the best in Texas, if not one of the best in the whole country. He's been on a pretty good winning streak. Yeah, he's been a mainstay in Texas for the past 8-10 years now and has had nothing but success. If there's one guy in the locker room or on this roster or in the NWA right now that would have an opportunity, have a chance to beat Jack Stain, it would definitely be Mike Fox. So really looking forward to going out tonight and seeing how I fare.
I was looking at Mike Fox's career on one of those websites that tells you exactly what their big matches are. He's never had a World Heavyweight Championship match for the NWA title. How much does that got to play into your head thinking this is his one and only chance possibly?
Oh, man, that's huge for him, because if you go back and look, I'd only had one opportunity to win the World Heavyweight title, and that's when I won it. So experience in title matches is what it is. He's a gamer, man. I mean, he can pull it off on any night, so it's a big night for him. It's a big night for me. It's a big night for the NWA and the fans of Texoma. We're just going to go out, go nose-to-nose, face-to-face, and see who comes out on top.
What's your overall thought about the NWA? As I mean, you see a lot of talented guys here tonight, and particularly you got the Pacific Northwest Heavyweight Champion here. You've got Tim Storm, you got Mike Fox, you got Andy Dalton. You got several names out there. Charlie Haas, he's here, former WWE talent. What's your thoughts about the NWA growing as a brand?
Oh, it's growing at an astronomical pace. You know, since Bruce Tharp took over as president of the NWA, he's been doing a really good job at acquiring talent and putting talent together and building rosters. The NWA prior to Mr. Tharp was a good organization with a world-class, fantastic champion in Adam Pearce, one of the best professional wrestlers of all time and one of the great NWA world champions. But since Tharp's taken over, I mean, we've had Rob Conway, who's an outstanding wrestler in his own right, Hiroyoshi Tenzan, Kojima, and now myself, you know, fortunate to be carrying the helm. So I really feel like the NWA is going in the right direction. It's growing, and you name some of the guys here. There's also a lot of guys in Tennessee, Eric Andrews, Chase Owens, Chris Richards, Jason Kincaid, Houston Carson in Texas, Danny Ramone's down in Texas. I mean, we could go down the list. Our roster is very talented, very good, and as the world gets more and more exposed to them, I think you'll see the NWA continue to grow.
What's it like for you being now the poster boy of the NWA? I mean, right now, you think about it. I mean, if you look back at the time when you and I were growing up, Hulk Hogan was the face of the WWE, you know, and they put his face on their poster everywhere they go. Now you're the face. What's your thoughts about that?
Oh, man, it's a dream come true. I mean, anytime you begin a career, you want to be at the top of the mountain, at the pinnacle, and then that's where I found myself. I've worked really hard to get here, and I've had a lot of support along the way, a lot of good trainers. I got a lot of good workout partners, a lot of good agents that believed in me and gave me opportunities to succeed. So being here is a dream come true and truly an honor. And every day I just want to get up and do the very best I can to represent the NWA, Jack Stain, the brand that we bring to the table, and hope to continue to move forward and have a successful reign as NWA World Heavyweight Champion.